from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Oreo Cookie from Oakland, California, and it's plain to see you can't change me because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
I love Oreo Cookie. I'm not going to tell him to beat it, all right? Don't save that. Spadoni in for Bonte Hill alongside Joe Shasky. Carter doing a hell of a job back there just staring at me with his Golden State Warriors hat on. I don't talk much Warriors there. It's all right because it's not basketball time. You know why? I'm not talking about Lauri Markkanen. I'm not talking about, you know, and I love the Olympics. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about football. I'm talking about a sport that everyone loves, that we can all come together and enjoy 2 weeks from today. Niners, Jets. We had college football over the weekend, Joe Shasky. We're excited. And nothing gets people fired up more than quarterback talk. And Mike Sando's list, his tier list, every year comes out. Tier one this year, Mahomes, Burrow, Allen. Yeah, it's fine. Although Josh Allen, I'm just not a Josh Allen guy. You know that. I'm just not.
I love him.
My take last
player.
Year is I'd rather have Brock Purdy as the 49ers quarterback than Josh Allen, and people thought it was a hot take. It's like, no, I don't. I think Josh Allen would infuriate Kyle Shanahan at times. But that I'll leave that there. If you want to push back, that's fine. Tier two, though, is what we're talking about. As I pull up my cellular device, because I don't like logging into the Athletic via desktop, this is what we got as far as the tiers go. Tier two, Lamar, Stafford, Herbert, Rodgers, Stroud, Prescott, Goff, Hurts, and Brock Purdy. You got a problem with that, 49ers fans? Brock Purdy's not a top 10 quarterback, according to the list, I should say. Hurts over him? Okay. He had a bad year last year for his standards. He was hurt.
Yeah.
No pun intended there. But you know what? I'm okay with that. Goff, I kind of have a problem with that one. I do. Dak Prescott, he was second team all pro last year. But again, I thought Purdy should have been second team all pro. CJ Stroud, that's a guy as a rookie, you could have legitimate MVP conversations about a lot of times last year. He was that good. He was efficient. He wasn't turning the ball over. I know you said the 23 touchdown passes. He got hurt, which I think derailed him a little bit. But again, I'm not mad at that one. Aaron Rodgers, he's Aaron Rodgers. Herbert's the one for me. What has this guy done? He's top fifth? Fifth? At least Stafford's won a ring.
When Purdy last year was ranked as low as he was, I think a lot of people were like, do it again.
That's exactly what it was. Because
right.
We hadn't seen a full season of him. I think a lot of people were like, okay,
which
that's fine.
And he was coming off an elbow surgery, which all right, I was skeptical.
Yes.
Like, I'll be 100% candid. I didn't see this coming from Purdy. But at some point, you got to tap in and or tap out, if you will, and just give in to the fact that he's really good. You know, and I think that Purdy's really good. I think that the evidence is pretty deep. That doesn't mean he can't fall off a cliff. Russell Wilson had like 8 great years and then fell off a cliff.
Apparently,
right? That happens.
He's going to be the starter, I guess, week one in Pittsburgh.
Yikes. Cam Newton had an MVP season and had monster years and then fell off a cliff. So this does happen to guys in sports. I'm just talking about right now. And right now, Purdy's really, really, really good. I don't think he's one of the top 3 or 4 players week in, week out. But I definitely don't think he's 12 week in, week out. It's about right. I mean, he's probably closer to 8, 7, 6, you know, somewhere in that range. Goff is the one for me that really bugs me because I just think that right now that I just watched Jared Goff fold in the second half of that game, even though, you know, a couple of receivers need to make some plays. And I watched Brock Purdy elevate his game in that third quarter. And I saw him do it in the Super Bowl. He played a better Super Bowl game than Goff has. Period.
No, I would agree with that. And again, Brock Purdy wasn't the reason they lost the Super Bowl, but he wasn't going to be the reason, in my opinion, that they won it. I think it was an okay performance from Brock Purdy, and you needed to be great to be Patrick Mahomes, and they just wasn't good enough. But you know what? I'm not going to sit here and nitpick losing to Patrick Mahomes because he's just that's like losing to Tom Brady. Like it's just, it happens. Like it sucks. You know, Kurt Warner's a Hall of Famer. He lost to Tom Brady too. Like
it's true.
So Will and Marin wants to weigh in on this Brock Purdy top 10 quarterback conversation talk. Will, what's going on, man? You're almost Spadoni and Chasky.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, real quick, I just want to say that I hate the word system because in the NFL, everybody has a different scheme and a different system, and literally at the draft, that's what scouts do. They're scouting players that are going to fit their system and their scheme. So I just hate how that's just so
totally
huge.
Agree.
Just so loose. It's stupid. It's like, think about it. Like, are you if you had a West Coast a power running team, like, are you really going to get a pocket passer? Probably not. You're going to get a guy that can do bootlegs and stuff like that. All of Brock Purdy, he can do everything. So I think personally, so here's the thing. People are probably going to rip me for this, but I don't care. I'm a Ravens fan, massive Ravens fan. Brock Purdy is better than Lamar Jackson. If you want to talk about a system quarterback, I have one. Literally, the Ravens changed their entire scheme when they got Jackson because they knew that he wasn't a pass throw first. Brock Purdy stepped into this system and took it by the reins and just like dominated. They didn't switch anything up for him. He had to learn it and he had to come through and he had to do it. Dude, I wish there are points in time where I'm watching Ravens games and I'll flip to an SF game during a commercial and I'll wish that I had Brock Purdy. I'll see some of the throws that he makes. I go, damn, dude, I wish Purdy would have been in that play. He would have thrown a dime. Like, I don't see what people don't see.
Well,
like, even the caller that said he was a system quarterback.
Well, real quick, I don't mean to cut you off. No, you're on fire. I don't mean to cut you off, but what did you feel? Did you feel that way on Christmas Day, on Christmas night, when those quarterbacks are playing against each other?
I mean, that's different because you were like at that point in that game, and I'm not trying to play devil's advocate there. The defenses really took it over, and then what happened was the Ravens were just better at capitalizing at the mistakes. The Ravens made mistakes too. The Ravens just capitalized on their mistakes better. That's all that was. That was a heavyweight fight. And pretty much someone got caught with their guard down. Like, I don't expect it to go
behind.
That way. If they play 10 times, they'd probably go 5-5. That's my honest opinion. Mahomes,
interesting.
He's the outlier. That's Brady.
Yeah.
Like, Brady beats everybody whenever he went to the Bucs and was just like, yo, you guys ready to do this? And he did it. Like, so it's just, you can't really compare to Brady either. I mean, he's the best football player that probably ever played football. And if you wanted to talk about a system, Bill Belichick, he fit right
exactly.
into that system, and he dominated.
Exactly.
And of course, he flourished through it. Yes, he got better as he went on, and he matured as a player, and he did it by himself and proved it. But hey, to say that Bill Belichick did not have anything to do with the best player in football is an absolute disrespectful take. And here's the thing: to say that Brock Purdy isn't a top five talent is disrespectful as heck.
Ooh,
and that's
totally
all I'm going to say, guys. Thank you.
Well, and this thing that like he's
not top five. I don't think it's disrespectful to say Brock Purdy is not a top five quarterback. Talent.
He's an upper echelon player.
That's a subjective thing, though, too. Like, talent-wise, like, what do you like? What do you want? Do you want the big arm? Do you want the Lamar Jackson stuff? Do you want the Patrick Mahomes behind the back? Like, what do you want there? But his talents aren't something that are, you know, it's not sexy. It's like, oh, the cerebralness of him. Like, I get it.
It's
like,
got a lot of Montana vibes.
Yes.
And no one's saying he is Montana.
No.
But here's the other thing. Like, I find it so funny. It's like, well, he's got to have all these elite players around him. You show me the greatest quarterbacks who ever played, and I'll show you a litany of all-world players who played with them. Rob Gronkowski with Tom Brady, is he the greatest before Kelce? Was he the greatest tight end?
I still think he's the greatest overall tight end because Kelce's just not. Gronk would smother people in the run game.
And
smother them.
I totally agree.
You would not cover him in the end zone. Gronk is still the greatest tight end in the history of my opinion.
All right, Joe Montana. And people will say, well, you know, that first Super Bowl, they had Freddie Solomon. Now, Freddie Solomon's not a name that people are going to remember nowadays. He played on some of the worst Niner teams of the 70s and was an absolute standout. He was the only guy from the old Joe Thomas era that actually carried over and was still good. Mm. All right. Dwight Clark, I know his career, we look back at the numbers and they don't look right. Given the time of how few we threw back then, his numbers were unbelievable. Yeah. All right. And obviously we know what he did with Jerry Rice and Roger Craig and all that. And he gets credit for being a part of that. In the same way, Brady gets credit for the emergence of an Edelman or a Wes Welker. We also found out those guys were pretty badass players.
Yeah.
Great players.
Wes Welker, bro. I was looking at stats last week. He's borderline Hall of Famer.
He's ridiculous.
He's so good.
Okay. Let's look. Kurt Warner. I don't know. The greatest show on turf? Marshall Faulk, one of the greatest weapons that ever played. All right. And Isaac Bruce, before anyone even quarterbacked that team, Isaac Bruce was awesome coming out of Memphis State on horrific Rams teams. Torrey Holt, who you referenced, amazing, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I look at, it's like Mahomes. Mahomes is amazing. But that first Super Bowl, Kelce, we now know is one of the greatest tight ends ever. Tyreek Hill, voted the number one player in the league after leaving,
which is a farce.
Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. Okay? That doesn't mean that Mahomes isn't awesome. He's awesome. Terry Bradshaw, he had two Hall of Fame wide receivers and a Hall of Fame running back.
I do think...
I'm not saying that they're not good, but I'm just saying, like, we act like you don't want weapons. Troy Aikman had, I don't know, the triplets. All right? Alvin Harper, he was really good. People forget Alvin Harper. They had Michael Irvin, Jay Novacek, Moose Johnson, and Emmitt Smith with the greatest offensive line this side of the Hogs.
I do think we elevate guys, though, even more when they have that lack of weaponry around them. And I get it. Last year, and I don't want to compare him to this guy, but that's why what Mahomes was able to do last year with Travis Kelce, who did not have his greatest season as one target.
No doubt.
And you had, you know, Rashee Rice, a rookie who's ended up being pretty good.
Yeah.
But he was a rookie. Like, no one knew who he was.
Crushed the Niners.
But their
defense is really good.
Isaiah Pacheco, a 7th-round pick out of Rutgers.
He's like, better than a 7th-rounder.
I know, but like...
He's really good, too.
He is. But that was who they were throwing. And Marcus Valdez-Scantling, MVS.
But Mahomes might also be the best player ever.
Ever.
Right? Like, we don't know.
But that's why we're elevating that performance last year because he was down so much.
He's the outlier.
So... There is going to be a point when he gets paid, Joe Shasky, Brock Purdy, that we'll have this conversation again, I'm sure. Be like, okay, now, Brock, you're not going to have some of these guys. You know, now you have Ricky Pearsall potentially as being kind of your number one guy. Let's see how you can build him up, right? Because that's what the greats are able to do. They build up some of these no-names, like Dallas Clark and Peyton Manning, right? You think of...
Well, Reggie Wayne was a first rounder.
He was, but I mean,
Edgar James was a first rounder.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying the guys that like no one had heard of prior to...
No doubt. The Joseph Addies.
Correct.
Correct. Even though he was good at LSU. Like, I get your point.
Name all the running backs that Tom Brady had that benefited from Tom Brady.
Well, he did have Corey Dillon early on, who was sweet.
Early on.
He was sweet.
Hey, have O'Neal talked about Corey Dillon.
I love Corey Dillon.
He had the potential to be the greatest running back of all time.
I thought he was.
At the time.
Yes.
Oh, God, with the Bengals, too. So sick. But you look at those teams, right? Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis. Jonas, I just love that name.
Yeah, but they
Jonas
the Gray. Number ones.
Jonas Gray. You know, James White.
I know.
James White was the number one there. We don't look at James White as a number one running back.
No,
but that
don't.
Was because the quarterback elevated that stuff. So I do think that's what people are waiting for. But again, to your point, the guy's had one full season as an NFL starting quarterback, and he had a half of another one.
And we're destroying the weapons around him.
And we're just, and this is what we're
doing. Oh, it's because of
Diva. It's just what we're at in society where we have to do these things. But it's a fun conversation because I look at guys like Justin Herbert being there at number 5, who hasn't accomplished a damn thing.
And he had Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler,
Mike Williams.
And Mike Williams. They had time. And I'm not, and I like Herbert. I think we're a little harsh on him not winning because I didn't think Staley was a great head coach. And
no.
Anthony Lynn before him wasn't a great head coach.
But I do think he gets elevated so much and he's always in our face about this guy, and that guy.
Yeah.
It's like,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't even beat Mahomes, bro.
No, I know. I think the exercise we're doing is an interesting one because everybody keeps saying that, like, Brock Purdy can't win without all pros around him. Yeah, no one can. Like, even Dan Marino, was throwing to the Mark Clayton and Mark Duper. Yeah. Oh, well, what about Joe Theismann? Was throwing to Gary Clark and Art Monk. Yeah. I don't know if you guys know. Go look into the record books. Some of the greatest wide receivers of all time throughout the 80s. So I can do this exercise over and over. Phil Sims was throwing to Mark Bavaro, who was a badass.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And they had Otis Anderson at running back, who's one of the greatest running backs of the 80s that we don't talk about.
I mean, Nick Foles, right? Who was it? Alshon Jeffrey? Guy was sick. I don't think we're going to look back and say, oh, Alshon. No, Alshon Jeffrey, look, in the clutch in that those runs, hell, if he just catches the ball against the Saints the year after,
yes.
I think the Eagles might go back to back.
Yes.
Like, that's how like good that run was for them. And I know we make fun of him. Who's my guy? Nelson Aguilar. He was insane in that Super Bowl. He was you laugh.
I know.
He was good
in
the Super Bowl for the Eagles. He was actually a pretty good Raider, too.
This isn't even on purpose. So this is the funny thing. People are like, well, I want to see him do it. They basically want to see him do it with a bunch of undrafted players.
Yes.
And without Shanahan and be down 30-0 at halftime. Yes. And throw from behind every week.
That's when I believed
it's absurd.
Purdy.
It's absurd. And so, like, I find the exercise to be, like, crazy.
888-957-9570. The latest quarterback rankings, tiers, I should say, per Mike Sando. They have Brock Purdy outside of the top 10. Got names like Herbert in there. CJ Stroud, is that too soon for him? Dak Prescott and Jared Goff rounding out the top 10 there. Do you agree? Do you disagree? 888-957-9570. Just want to mention that football season is upon us, ladies and gentlemen, which means it's time for another Red and Gold Summit. Join us Wednesday, September 4th at Fremont Bank in Fremont. The address is 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibbs will start things off from 2 to 4. The rest of the hosts will join from 4 to 6 to talk about the biggest storylines surrounding the 49ers at the start of the season. I think this Brock Purdy storyline will be the biggest. You can come and watch as well. Space is limited. First come, first serve.
You know, one thing that I want to get to here is, like, you're saying, well, when Purdy gets, this is an argument I hear a lot of, when Purdy gets paid, then we'll see what he's really like. No, then we'll get an opportunity to see if this organization can find talent, you know, in later rounds that make significantly less, like they've done it before, to build it up to where it is now. Can they continue to find talent? After 20 years, we looked at the Belichick thing. We're like, hey, he just can't draft offense. It wasn't because Brady sucked. Looking back on it now, isn't it like, well, I mean, just Belichick stopped developing people.
I mean, it helped that they hit on Gronk. That lasted
and
a long time. That's a fact. I know
so
what happened. Yeah,
he goes to Tampa Bay, right? And they have Mike Evans, who's a Hall of Famer. And it's like, wow, Brady still got it, you know?
And Antonio Brown was unbelievable. You look back at that Bucs team. No, seriously, look back on that Tampa Bay Bucs offense.
Antonio
Brown. Might be one of the greatest Super Bowl offenses ever when it's all said and done.
I think, did Gronk score a touchdown on the first drive?
Mike Evans, Antonio Brown, all Hall of Famers.
And Godwin.
Chris Godwin.
Who's pretty good.
Who's pretty damn good when healthy.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, you got Leonard Fournette, who you got Rojo there too. You got a lot of people. I don't think Rashad right there that season? Maybe he wasn't. But yeah, come on. It was unbelievable.
Their
offensive line was stacked. Tristan Wirfs.
No doubt. But like, so I'm going back. So, okay, let's say Purdy gets paid, you know, $60 million and they got to cut. Let's just hypothetically, they got to cut everybody. And the Niners keep drafting a bunch of AJ Jenkins. That's on Purdy?
Yikes.
Or that's on the organization? Oh, he's got to make it work with AJ Jenkins. Nobody's going to make it work with an AJ Jenkins.
That's when it starts to get, you know, do you keep the quarterback or do you keep the head coach in that situation? That's when
No doubt. That's a different conversation from, is he any good?
Correct. That's what Philadelphia is talking about right now. Sirianni and Hurts, stuff like that. That's what was that? The conversation with Joe Flacco and John Harbaugh, right?
Yeah.
Like, you pay this guy and now you're not hitting, all the talent's not there. Oh, but all of a sudden you hit on Lamar Jackson. See what the kid's got. You start winning the game. So it does start this again. This is a huge season for Brock Purdy.
You think Dak Prescott wants to play without CeeDee Lamb?
No.
Right?
Who the hell is their number two? Michael Gallup retired.
I have no idea.
He was a Raider for a second, then left.
Ferguson, the tight end. I mean, I drafted Zeke Elliott in fantasy just because I go, you know what? Who knows? I got him like 11th, 12th round.
Dude, he's like 50 years old.
You know what, though? Maybe he can score me a touchdown.
Oh, my God.
But again, my point being is, like, if let's say Jerry doesn't sign CeeDee Lamb, is that an indictment on Dak? What, like, come week two when they can't move the ball? Oh, he just can't get it done with a bunch of numbers. He's missing his old world wide receiver.
If I'm Dak, I do not sign this. I don't sign with the Cowboys. I wait out this year because if you're looking at the draft next year, who's it? Cam Ward, if he does anything.
Yeah.
Shedeur Sanders. Like, he's going to get picked. Someone, a team like, again, like the Raiders, is going to be desperate and will overpay just for a, again, well, according to this tier, a top 10 kind of quarterback. Those just don't fall off of trees. So if I'm Dak, I'm betting on myself this year, and I'm cashing out in a major way next year. And if it's the Cowboys, sure. And I do get there's a lot of cachet, more cachet, being the Cowboys quarterback.
Of course.
All the commercials. What is he? Oikos.
Same thing with the Niners.
Campbells. Yeah, exactly. There's,
to a lesser degree than the Cowboys star, but,
correct.
But still very, very popular.
Correct. So there is a part of that as well. But yeah, if I'm Dak and I'm looking at this season, it's like, you guys aren't going to help me yet out, help me all, like, I'm leaving. Like, because you guys didn't put me in a position to succeed this year, so why am I going to help you guys out?
I just think that
Mike McCarthy, by the way, dead man walking after this year. He's done. He's done, right?
Well, we'll see.
There's NFL storylines we want to get to at some point this week, too, and that's definitely one of them.
Well, the thing that I keep coming back to regarding the Niners and Purdy is that I do see a lot of rhetoric online and just in different areas that it is not reflective of real life. You know what most Niner fans that go to games that I interact with, they're like, man, Purdy's pretty good. He's pretty good. Is he the greatest quarterback I've ever seen? No. Like, you know, but he's pretty freaking good.
Social media.
And he fits what the Niners do really, really, really well. Yeah. And it's really difficult to find quarterbacks. Yeah. Don't know if you know this, but the same guy who found Purdy also traded 3 picks for a guy who looks like he can't play in the NFL. So it's difficult, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I just think most Niner fans are pretty reasonable about this. And I think that this he sucks or he's the greatest player ever dialogue is not accurate to real football conversations that are had in the real world.
George Kittle joined you guys last week. It was a fantastic interview. You guys had Baldy in the studio for 4 hours. Love Brian Baldinger. That was courtesy of the River Islands guest line. George Kittle, here's what he had to say when he joined you guys last week on what we don't see from Brock Purdy that makes him so special.
You guys don't get to see is one thing I've always talked about that, like, I think is what elevates, like, just something that elevates quarterbacks or different quarterbacks is when you step in the huddle and, like, your voice and your presence gets the attention of all 10 other guys in the huddle. Because, like, I've been in a lot of huddles my entire career. And, like, while I love all the quarterbacks that I've played with, some of them are just, like, they've got it, whatever that is. And he steps in the huddle and all 10 eyes are on him. Everybody's looking at him. And, like, just his confidence that he speaks these plays with, how his understanding of the offense, like, he gets it all, like, just in those 5 to 10 seconds that you're in this huddle. And just, like, I don't know if it's inspiring, but I think it's more of his confidence makes everybody else in the huddle more confident in themselves. And when you're in a huddle with Trent Williams and Deebo Samuel and you're making them more confident than they already are, holy cow, that's wow. That is something that is very, very good for the 49ers.
And something you touched there at the end were the confidence level. And Brock talked about it in the inverse last year. He said that seeing and having Deebo in that huddle gives him confidence. So that it feeds off of each other here. And when it feeds off of your quarterback, that's huge.
Players know.
Players know. Not just players. All pros.
Yeah.
That's what he just mentioned. He just mentioned Trent Williams, all pro, Hall of Famer. Deebo Samuel, all pro player. George Kittle, talking about him, all pro, Hall of Fame player. Like, that matters. And now I want to back up a little bit because I feel like they had the faith in Jimmy Garoppolo. I feel like I've heard that in the past. George's like, oh, we love when Jimmy's there. We feel great when Jimmy's our quarterback. But to that level, I don't think we've heard that from Kittle.
Maybe I'm misremembering. I don't remember all the locker room love. Like the pictures, I see a lot of pictures and a lot of videos, and maybe it's the access has just gotten even better the last couple of years, but I feel like the CMC, Deebo, Kittle, Trent, that crew, the way that
Bosa,
they hover, Bosa, the way they hover around Purdy, he really feels like one of the guys. Not that Jimmy did. I just don't remember them all hanging out as much as they did. That doesn't mean anything, but when you're really good and you're doing that tells me that everybody's on the same page.
Well, also, Jimmy reportedly, and this is Mike Silver, San Francisco Chronicle, covers the team. He ghosts the team in the summer. He ghosts Shanahan. Like, he goes off the grid, which I get, like, some people need that. Like, I understand it, but there has to be a level of camaraderie. Like, I remember, we keep talking about these players because, you know what, we think that highly of this team and what the potential is. Like, but Tom Brady, man, the Tom versus Time, I think it was, like, on Facebook Watch or whatever. Like,
where he kissed his kid very long and everyone made a big deal about it.
But I'm not
going to
get into that. But
it was a little weird.
It was very weird. I'm all about affection. I'm very affectionate guy, but certain ages, the cheek kissing, stuff like that. But we're not going to talk about that. I'm talking about when he was in Montana, right? He was out. He was out with the TB12 method guy. Who's my guy? His Guerrero or whatever. His guru.
Yeah, yeah.
His nutritionist guy.
Who was banned from the Patriot facility.
Yes, and then you know he had his place in Montana. He had Danny Amendola up there. He had Julian Edelman up there. He had all these guys up there hanging out. Like that's what I get. I feel like from Brock Purdy. I feel like he goes out there, goes to a farm wherever he lives or Arizona. Like I can see him getting with the boys and like running some routes and stuff. I never got that. With Jimmy. I never did. I want to hit some of these calls, Joe Shasky, because they're waiting at 888-957-9570. Let's go to our guy, Oreo Cookie, out in Oakland. I can go for one of those right now on a Monday morning. What's going on, Oreo? You're almost Spadoni and Shasky.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Monday. Let's get it. The differences that I see with Purdy is from the shoulders up, man. He's very cerebral. He's smart. He has to analyze everything within seconds. And I think that's what separates him from the other guys. Let's not compare him to the greatest ones, Montana and Brady. But what they do have in common is that they have the wits about it and able to do it within seconds and make the right decisions.
That's Oreo Cookie. You know what? He stayed strong. That call stayed up. And I appreciate Oreo Cookie. Oreo Cookie's a real one. When you have your own rejoin. And by the way, I mean, Oreo Cookie has a rejoin. If you want to hit us up with your own rejoin for the morning roast and also the pregame show, you can slide into our DMs on Instagram or, you know, 95.7 The Game. Why not? Just record it on your phone. We screenshot it, you know, we put it, we upload it, and there you go. Be a part of our show, Joe Shasky. All right?
Yeah. Hit us up. I mean, just let's do it.
I love how you guys' show is just so involved. And obviously, I'm a part of it. I'm behind the scenes and stuff like that. But, like, you don't hear rejoins like that anywhere else.
No.
Like, I listen to like you. We consume so much damn sports talk radio.
It's pretty
in the Bay
sick.
Area, yeah. Nationally and stuff like that. I don't hear any other rejoins other than like guests, but we have callers here. That's the roasters, man. You guys are different than everyone else, than the Steiny and Gurus, than the Willard and Dibbers, than the pre-gamers. There is something special about the roasters, and I'm going to go to another one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.